One of the greats, Scotty Thompson, shortly for Port Adelaide. The Crows team is in for West Coast. One change. In Jacobs, out O'Brien. No Seedsman, no Jones, no Greenwood. Atkins, Otten, Hardigan and Knight, which most of our listeners would have thought might not have been there, are going to be there. Big game.
I'm surprised.
One in, one out.
There was just the one change. But anyway, we'll take that up with Michael Godden, who's going to join us later. But right now, of course, we're talking to Port Adelaide assistant coach Scott Thompson ahead of it. What is a big game for the Power. They've got a chance to enhance their finals eight chances when they take on Sydney at the Adelaide Oval. Tomo, welcome to the show.
Thanks, gentlemen. How are you both?
Tomo.
Very well. Now, let's start with your selection. We were just discussing the Crows. Big vote of confidence in last week's 22, Lysette and Wines, who I think most people would have inside your best 22, have been kept out of the side because of the good performances.
Yeah, and it was nice to have that good performance last week against a side that had been playing some reasonable footy and, you know, two experienced head in Lysette and Wines that, you know, haven't been selected, but that's reward for effort for the guys that fronted up and performed the way they did last week against the Bombers.
A lot of us here have been discussing with the inclement weather that could be coming. You picked a pretty tall side last week. Is there any chance at all that Ollie Wines could be a late change and come in if there's expected to be a fair bit of ball on the ground?
Oh, look, I'm expecting the team to go in as named. You mentioned the weather. It's not looking too flash. It's been a funny day today, even with we had a nice training run this morning and some sunshine, and then around lunch the weather set in. But I'm not sure what's going to happen tomorrow, but I'm expecting it to go in as named.
It's a ballsy call, Tomo. I love rewarding a winning team. I respect that, and you guys have all the numbers. Ollie is your captain. He's only missed three. I'd love to know a little bit more of the discussion points around the table about leaving him out.
Yeah, look, there was a lot of discussion. You mentioned the fact that, number one, he is captain of the team, along with Tommy Jonas, experienced head throughout our midfield group, and the fact that we know what he brings to the group. But in saying that, he has missed three games. He's training as much as he's done the running. Hasn't had a heap of ball work over that period of time he's had off, given the thumb injury. He hasn't been able to handle the balls the way he would have liked to. And he's had only the 1 week now of full training. So he'll play on the weekend for the Maggies, and we expect him to play well and force his way back into the team.
Okay, so you're more worried about his touch, or you're more worried about him blowing up in the game?
Oh, it doesn't matter how many. You can have a couple of weeks off, and anyone that comes back will certainly blow up early in the game. That's just the way it is. But no, it's more the touch. And
okay,
like I said, we know how experienced he is. We know the value that he adds, but in a way, we're actually, I think, looking after him long term.
Yep. Okay. Zach Butters, Sternum, is he okay?
Yes. Well, he's trained all week, so we're expecting to be fine and play tomorrow. Poor little bugger. There's not much of him. And when he copped that elbow in the sternum last week, he went down and looked quite sore, but he's had a full week of training on the track, so we expect him to be fine tomorrow afternoon.
They're the sorest. You would have copped a few of them, Scotty. Sternum.
Yeah,
knocks.
The old elbow in the sternum. Oh. There's not much covering the sternum, is there? So when you cop one, it does tickle a little bit.
Hey, Tomo, the situation and the conditions, they're very similar to what you faced in the Bulldogs game. You were coming off, that was round 15, you were coming off a great win against the top side, Geelong. Everyone thought you were going to just waltz in and beat the Bulldogs, but they were just a bit hungrier and they adapted to the conditions a bit better. Have you mentioned that at all this week? Is that a warning for your team?
Well, I think you're spot on with your comments around adapting to the conditions better than what we did. That first quarter especially, they really got on top in a number of areas, the Doggies in that particular game, but hopefully we've learnt from that. You know, we expect the same attitude as what we had last week. And, you know, in saying that, we expect the same attitude every week that we front up to play. And coming off a really positive performance last week in nice dry conditions under the roof, conditions aside, it shouldn't affect our mindset. So we expect to go out there and play a certain brand of footy and play our way. And hopefully our supporters get along in what's a really important game for us with the way the season's shaping now.
What do you make of Sydney? They've undergone a mini rebuild, so to speak. How do you rate them? And there's a few players in there that aren't exactly household names.
No, there's a number of guys that have come in that have, you know, heaps of youth in their side now. But in saying that, there's still those experienced heads that roll around out there that can obviously add leadership and voice out on the field for them. But They've had a really interesting season with, you know, some injuries to some key players as well, which hasn't helped them, but they've still got some quality players that can do some damage out there. So if we're slightly off our game, who knows what may happen. So we expect the boys to rock up with the right frame of mind and no matter the opposition, go and play our way.
I think you get an advantage in ruck. Crikey's the growth and growth of Laddams. I don't even know if that's a saying. I made that up, Scotty, but geez, he's good.
Rolled off the tongue.
I've got the rise and rise. Paddy, who starts? Who are you giving first lick at?
We'll decide tomorrow, I reckon, but Laddams will do the majority of the ruck work.
Yeah.
But, we know the quality of Paddy's centre bounce stuff, so we've got the luxury of that as well, but he's also able to go forward and take a clunk and hit the scoreboard. But throughout the day, we expect Laddams to do the bulk of the rough work with Paddy just to pinch hit for us.
Yeah, train how you play. I was down at the walk a mile in my boots, the whole Port team with him. I love that, supporting Hoff, who supports the Hutt Street Centre. I stood next to Charlie Dixon. I spoke to the boys. He is a monster of a thing. They say you train, you play how you train. How was his week on the track? And God, if he could get it together, that fella, fair dinkum, you just think, what could he be, Tomo?
You're right. He's a big man, isn't he? He's
goodness.
Intimidating big fella, especially out in the field. And you see the likes of some of our smaller fellas, and I mean, you stood next to yourself, Rob, but like the Butters and the Rosies, yep, and that stand next to him, they look tiny standing against such a big frame. But you're right. He was quite good after the game last week. He probably didn't have the game that he wanted to have last week, but yeah, the headspace he was in was really positive, which was good. And he's trained well this week, so hopefully that transition to him having a really good day tomorrow. And that doesn't necessarily mean we need him to kick a bag of goals. It's more the competing, and if he doesn't mark it, bring it to ground, give our guys at ground level first look, and his second, third efforts is what sets his game up as well. So we expect him just to compete, and if he's doing that, he's playing his role for the side.
S. Thompson, 300-game-plus absolute star, wore a long-sleeve jumper 0.0 times. How many's too many tomorrow?
Well, I'm a bit old school, mate. I don't really like seeing the long sleeves getting around out there, but you see more and more of them nowadays.
You do?
Hopefully not too many. Who are the known ones for us that it wear? And we've got
Justin
Robbie
Westhoff.
Gray likes every now and then.
Oh, the Hoff, we had him in yesterday. He's already got his. He's got a double Kabunski.
He's probably going the long sleeve with the short sleeve over the top.
Yep. Who else is there?
Does Bonner wear a long
sleeve? Yeah, he has.
Can do it.
He has.
You've lost
three's already too many for mine.
Pittard's gone. Wingard's gone.
Yeah, they used to work. Here's a funny one. You'll appreciate this, Tomo. Just saw on Twitter a picture of Alistair Clarkson, of course, there in Canberra ahead of the big game tomorrow night. The temperature is expected to be 1 degree, but you know how they say 1 degree feels like? It's 1 degree feels like -7.
No.
Clarko's not letting his players wear long-sleeve gowns. So just to prove a point, before training started, they had a training run this afternoon, he was running around with no shirt on, just to say, hey, come on, boys.
Hey!
Nothing to see here. This is just...
Don't mind that at all. But I'm a big fan. I'm actually a fan of the coach coming out saying no long sleeve jerseys.
Yeah.
Don't mind that. It means, they're serious, I suppose.
Well, I thought you were going to say you're a big fan of the coach not wearing a shirt, because you have been known to do that in your time as well.
Oh,
no,
please.
I'm always covered up.
Yeah. Oil up. Tomo, massive game.
Down the beach in the budgies.
Yeah.
Mowing the lawn or something like that.
Yeah. Three games left. It's massive. The true believers, your fans, they will be there. We want a really big crowd. Your best is frighteningly good enough. We need to see it for four quarters tomorrow. Massive, massive game. Hope the fans turn up. And as always, Tomo, thanks for your time.
Good on you, fellas. Appreciate it.
There we go. Scott Thompson doing some good work with Michael Voss through the midfield at the Port Adelaide Football Club. And they, like you said, they win tomorrow.
Oh.
And depending on what happens in other results, they could find themselves...
I think it'll give them confidence.
...inside the top eight come weekend. And just before we go to a break, a lot of texts coming through on the Mile End Office Furniture text line. This one sums it up. I'm so angry right now. We've basically got our 2017 grand final team playing. We are a joke. So a lot of people are not happy. A lot of others saying, how does, and they've listed off about three or four names, Atkins and a few of, three or four others. And they're saying, how come Seedsman, Greenwood, Jones, how can they not get in the team? So
Chase had to play this week. Jones had to play this week.
Yeah, a bit of displeasure amongst the supporters.
And we'll speak about that with Godsey.
We will indeed. We are going to take a break. Richard Douglas on the other side. We might put that past Dougie as well. This is the 5AA Sports.